guess is certainly in a race against time to save more than 40 animals in a notorious zoo in Gaza. Now, Fiona Miles of International Animal Welfare Organization Four Paws joins you this morning to talk about how they will carry out the operation to rescue the animals this week. So, Fiona, good having you on the show. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about what Four Paws actually does, for those who don't know anything about you.
We're an international animal welfare organization, and we focus primarily on animals that have been under human control. In other words, those that are in circuses or in bad private keeping or that kind of scenario. And we aim to raise a lot of awareness about their plight, as well as we offer solutions to them by operating sanctuaries around the world for bringing these animals to.
Okay, now let's talk a little bit about this notorious zoo in Gaza. I say notorious. What is actually happening there? And let's also talk about the type of animals we're talking about here.
That zoo is only about 10,000 square meters in size, and yet it's held up to 200 animals of various species. And it's unfortunately, you know, due to the location, has been bombed several times. But at the moment, it's notorious for the fact that just in January, it was reported that four lion cubs died from the cold as they were neglected and not looked after properly. And then last month, we heard that we saw horrific footage as well of this lioness that was declawed. And then the owner had threatened to do the same to the other lions, specifically because he wanted the animals to interact for a longer period of time with the public. So it's really terrible.
Okay, so you go into a foreign country, you find yourself in a zoo which is notorious for all the reasons you've just mentioned. It is privately owned, as I've picked up. How do you actually get the animals out there with the permission of the owner?
Yes, well, that takes a lot of long negotiations, not only with the owner, but also with the authorities.
Yeah.
Normally, if we do these kind of operations, it requires, obviously a lot of negotiations with the authorities, and also with the aim that we want them to improve the welfare standards and welfare legislation in that country. So, it's been a long road, but our team has finally gotten the permission to go in there, and so it's all systems go for this week.
Oh, wow. So you take lion cubs out, you take lions, different types of animals. We're not sure of the range of species, of course, but where do you take them? Do a lot of them get brought back to South Africa?
At this point in time, for the immediate moment, we're taking all of the animals to our partner sanctuary, the El Mawaf Centre for Wildlife in Jordan, the joint cooperation with the Princess Alia Foundation. So all those animals are immediately, just to get the mouse, are going there directly. It's about a 300-kilometre trip across the border. And our team is going to then be, this week, sort of doing veterinary care and then crating them and moving them as soon as possible.
How do you actually take that particular journey without anything happening? Or, I mean, it must be quite dangerous for you.
For our team on the ground, we don't do anything that is going to be dangerous to the people or to the animals insofar as possible. The whole team is properly trained to work in areas like that, of course, to work with animals. And the whole situation is being assessed on an ongoing basis. Okay. So the moment that there's any danger, it's...
Okay, well, listen, our thoughts are with you guys, and especially those animals out there, and how can we assist? Do you guys
do
fundraising?
Yes, we do, and we're fully dependent on that. So our fundraising efforts are specifically for the animals at the moment. You can go to our Facebook page, Four Paws South Africa, or on our website. It's www.four-paws.org.za. Or people can give us a call on our landline 021-702-4277. And so it's Four Paws South Africa if they want to do it on Facebook.
Okay, perfect. I'm asking people to get onto that site and to assist you guys with the great work that you're doing, Fiona. Fiona Miles, the Operations Director at Four Paws Animal Welfare Foundation.